This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry. And our message for this session is a message that was first published back in the month of September of the year 2013. It's being put on audio in the month of September of the year 2024. So that's an 11-year difference. And the reason why I give you the dates is because in reading the message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that this message was first published, which may or may not be relevant today. And if that is the case, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, when it comes to the Word of God, His Word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it, you would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Now, our subject scripture is found in the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20. And as I said, remember, this is for September of the year 2013. And if you have the scriptures, you will find these words recorded. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Title for this message is Open Your Ears and Close Your Mouth. Open your ears and close your mouth. One of our biggest problems in this nation is there is a lack of understanding between people due to the fact that most don't take the time to communicate with each other. Whether it is families, friends, associates, or whomever, people go around with chips on their shoulder because in their minds no one understands them and they feel out of place. Well, if you think about it, misunderstandings come from the fact that people don't take the time to listen to each other. In a conversation, each person should be willing to allow the other or others to talk about whatever it is they are conversing about before voicing their opinion on the matter. It is called common courtesy. As the scripture in this message reveals, we should be ready to hear what others have to say, more so than jumping in and cutting them off so that they can get their point, or so that we can get our point across. We cut them off so that they can't get their point across. In relationships like a husband and wife, It is essential for each to communicate with each other so that there can be a total understanding of what each expects from the other in particular situations. Lack of communication and misunderstandings are the primary causes of troubled marriages and relationships. In most instances, the man tends to want to do all the talking and won't let the wife get a word in edgewise. This makes her feel like she has little or no say about how things in the marriage should go. She is made to feel like a little child who essentially is told, "Don't speak unless I tell you." Or you know that old saying, "Don't speak unless you're spoken to." Now, of course, this may not be the husband's intent, but that is the way it comes across. And the reason he never changes his attitude is because he may not be aware of how his wife feels, because he won't let her say anything. However, at some point she gets so frustrated that she goes nuts on him or leaves the marriage, and the husband doesn't know why. I had this problem back when I first got married, even though I was saved. That's right, yours truly had a communication problem with my wife. Of course, at the time, I didn't realize why it was that we never seemed to be on the same page regarding how things were going in the house. I was the one that always made the decisions because, as most honest men will attest to, I was the one bringing home the bacon, and as such dictated how it was to be spent. By this I mean spent my money on what I wanted. Of course, I gave my wife money to buy the necessities for the house and clothes for herself and the kids, but the rest, that was mine. It wasn't long before she told me we needed counseling. I didn't want to hear it. The minute she would start saying something, I would get in defensive mode and shut down or storm out of the house. What the whole problem boiled down to, after I finally went to counseling, is that she was frustrated because of my blowing all my money on things that were unnecessary and a waste of money. Most of those things, after I used them for a while, I put away and never used them again. How much smoother our marriage could have been from the beginning if I had sat down and let her have her say. You men need to take heed to your wives, who most of the time are the ones that have a constructive input for the marriage. It is very seldom that the situation is reversed, where the wife is the one doing all the talking and not listening to the husband. Many divorces, not to mention violence in the marriage stem from situations like this. In the case of friends and associates, it is not necessarily that bad because you don't have to live with them every day. However, the result of a person being someone that acts and thinks like they know more about what is going on about certain situations than everyone else may soon find themselves alone. People don't like to be made to feel like they are someone's child. Yet, the attitude of always over-talking someone is doing just that. Many times, people get into arguments and fights because someone misunderstood what a person said, and instead of getting a clarification of what the person said, they go off on the person. If you will notice the subject scripture, it says we are to be slow to wrath. Well, in order to be that, we have to be willing to listen. Communication is when one person tells someone else what they think, and the other person understands exactly what the person thinks. If there is any discrepancy in that understanding, the person should ask the other person to repeat it again so that they can be sure. Then they should repeat the message to make sure both are on the same page. A lot of disagreements take place when this step is not taken, and somewhere down the road, things get all out of whack because one person is out of step with the other or others, and things start falling apart. When talking to an individual or group about a problem that they are having, in order for me to counsel them correctly, I have to listen to them in depth so I can know exactly where they're coming from before I can give them the correct diagnosis. When I was younger, I used to see programs on the TV where a person visiting their shrink would be lying on a couch, talking away, and their doctor would be sitting there taking notes and not saying a word. That was the funniest thing at the time. Now that I am grown and saved, I understand the basics. The subject scripture shows the basic foundation of what the doctor was doing. He wanted to get the full picture of what was going on with the patient before he opened his mouth to render the solution. When it comes to the problems we have in this nation, the same direction needs to apply. The vast majority of our problems stem from the fact, just like me and my wife, the minute she told me that I needed correction, I shut down. I didn't want to hear it. I stormed out of the house. I would go on the attack, over talking her and trying to make her shut up. Have you ever been to what is supposed to be a community forum, discussion, or some other gathering where problems and grievances are to be discussed in order to find a solution? It is a rare occasion that things will go smoothly. First, you have whatever the problem is. Then, if you are the one that called or set up the forum, you then have to explain what the problem is from your standpoint. In a lot of instances, depending on just what is being addressed, the people will be quiet and give the person a chance to state their case. After that, there should be time set aside for the other side, to state their case. Then a discussion should follow on how to deal with it so that everyone can come together on the proper solution and be on the same page. Problems are sure to arise on hot button issues where people are angry and fed up from the get-go. They come to these meetings to blow off steam, and they don't want to sit and hear anything, especially if it goes against what they have already made their minds up as to how to solve the problem. That is when you have problems. I have been to a few of such meetings, and depending on the subject, it can get very heated, H-E-A-T-E-D. That is why they have security guards present to help keep some type of order. In a couple of recent meetings, now naturally talking about the time, this was back in 2013 where I was talking about meetings back then, but the same things basically apply to meetings today, 11 years later. I have noticed that what was supposed to be a discussion of a particular problem was not at all, but rather a rally where the ones setting it up wanted only people that agreed with them to attend. If you happen to be someone that disagreed with the others, then you would at the least be shouted down or at the worst jumped on. Ever been to a meeting where nothing gets done because everyone is screaming at each other? Ever been to one where fights break out? All of this because no one wants to listen. All they want to do is talk. Sometimes the loudest ones doing the talking are doing so to prevent a solution to a problem that they don't want implemented. Usually, it is because that solution may go against their best interests. In a community, The best thing for them is to decide what is best for the entire community rather than what is best for the individual or few. That means when people move into a community or attend some institution or get a job at some business, they should be aware of what their policies are on certain activities as moral conduct and other activities that are considered proper and improper, then abide by them. If they don't like them, then they should quit, move, or not apply. What we have in our society today are activist individuals who, like what I used to be, aren't satisfied with hearing anything that they don't like and set about to disrupt any individual, group, community, or business that they don't like because they see them as a threat to their way of thinking. Most individuals like this are those that are not happy and they don't want to see anyone happy as long as they are suffering. The problem is, most of the time they are unhappy because of something they themselves are doing wrong that is causing their problems. The thing is, you can't tell them because they don't want to hear it. Listening is the first step in communication and understanding. The minute you stop listening, you are headed for trouble, especially if what you refuse to hear is from God. You don't have to listen to me. What I say is not that important to anyone. However, if I, as an anointed spokesperson for Christ, am relaying his message to you, then you need to listen. But again, you don't have to do that. The problem then becomes you will have to face the consequences. No one likes to be corrected, especially when they have a deep-rooted belief that they are right. However, as Christ says through his word, Proverbs chapter 3, starting at verse number 11, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." And then we have Hosea 4 and 6. God is speaking. He says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Just because we think we know something, or even if we do, it is an honorable thing to listen to those that disagree with you. It is known as respect. And though some might not render the same to you, does not mean you should reciprocate. Two wrongs don't make a right. Someone has to have the cooler head. Family, friends, associates, and communities get along a whole lot better if they take God's advice to be more willing to listen than to speak. And above everything else, anger has no place in the picture. The cemeteries are full of people that let their pride, and that is what it is, get the better of them, and rather than admitting they were wrong, they reacted in a way that brought about their own destruction. Look at the violence that plagues our streets. A lot of that stems from what is called a lack of respect and pride. They just want to have things the way they want and not care about listening to anything different. Nations have gone to war, and millions of people have ended up suffering, all because they didn't want to hear or get an understanding of the grievances of the other side. You can't learn anything by talking, only by listening. Well, that is the end of our message for this session, and I hope you've gotten something from it. A lot of us, you know, people, you know, personal, we have personal experiences. See, I gave you my personal experience as far as myself and my wife are concerned, but each of you probably have had some sort of problem going on in your relationship with your spouse, with your kids, with your parents, or on the job or something or whatever, all because people did not want to listen to what was being said, and as a result, people just hunkered down and doubled down on what it is they believed, and whatever it is they said, they didn't care because that's what they believe. And if you don't believe like I believe, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. And you can't really live like that in a household, in a neighborhood, or in a society. You got to learn to get along with people, as long as, like I'm saying, as long as what is being discussed in things is on a moral or God directed basis. Now, I mean, you know, when it comes down to people just out here believing some nonsense that is causing you or your family injury or something along that line, or laws are being made that essentially seem to target you and let other people off the hook, There's a whole lot of things that go on. You go on the job and it seems like the foreman has it in for you, or you might have it in for the foreman or one of the employees or something. People can't get along because they don't take the time to sit down and have a meaningful discussion about whatever issue it is they're talking about. And the result is somebody gets their feelings hurt, and then they want to retaliate and hurt somebody else. And it just goes on and on and on. But at the same time, like I said, the key to this one passage of scripture says that when you are going to get some sort of knowledge about something, make sure that you get an understanding. Because if somebody's telling you something and you don't quite understand what they mean by that particular, whatever the thing might be, direction that they're telling you you need to go, you might go out here and go the wrong way and get yourself hurt or something. Then you want to come back and blame the person that told you how to do something, and because you didn't understand what they meant, you went out here and did the wrong thing, and then a problem comes up, and then here you are, you're injured or something like that, you got your feelings hurt or whatever. There's a whole lot of things that happen all because of misunderstandings. If we could get past that, if we could get to the place where people actually sat down and had listened to each other, had a decent conversation about things, the world would be a lot better off. Even when it comes down to our young people and all this violence out in the streets, all basically still tied into one thing: people disrespecting each other. They don't understand why somebody wants to get mad about something that they're saying or doing. But yet at the same time, if the other person were doing the same thing to them, they would be mad. But they figure that it's all right for them to get mad, but the other person shouldn't. It's just all messed up. But we need to get back to good, sound, biblical principles and teaching, and then put some action behind that so that things can end up being better than what they are now. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing the message out. And as usual, let me just say this. May God bless you and your families real good. Until we get together for another message from the Word of God, good day.